الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. For many individuals, when they're trying to practice different aspects of their deen in their daily life, one of the things that they find most difficult is trying to get on a routine. And the reason that it's so difficult sometimes to be a good Muslim, it's not something which is necessarily just confined to Islam, but it also has to be with, you know, being a good student or being a good employee or whatever it is that people find it difficult to exercise discipline in their life. And if you really want to define discipline, it's basically doing what you have to even when you don't feel like it. And that happens a lot. I mean, in the morning, it requires a certain amount of discipline to get out of bed when you don't feel like getting out of bed to go to work or getting out of bed to go to school even though you don't feel like it. It requires a certain amount of discipline when you study for a test for hours after hours after hours, even though you don't feel like studying. And the reason that people do it, I mean, people exercise discipline, is one of two things. Either, you know, they really have a very disciplined personality, and that's few and far between. Or in the other aspect of it is that, you know, general people are really, really afraid of some type of consequence if they don't exercise discipline. If I don't go to work on time, I'm going to get fired. If I don't pass this test, I'm not going to get into medical school. And that fear is enough of a motivator and is powerful enough to really drive people to, you know, exercise discipline in their life. And for most people, that's the big motivator. Or the other side, that, you know, they really want to acquire some type of benefit. So, you know, people say that if I don't really study hard and do well, then I'm not going to be able to get into Harvard. If I'm not going to get into Harvard, I'm not going to get the job I want. If I don't get the job I want, I won't have the career I want. And so that desire to sort of fulfill their dreams is sometimes enough of a motivator for them to apply discipline to their life when otherwise they wouldn't be doing that. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made it easy for us because He gave us the biggest motivators. He gave us Jahannam on one side to make us feel fearful, and He gave us Jannah on the other side to drive us and give us passion to motivate us to apply discipline to our life. And you can't think, I mean, no matter how many jobs you may ever lose, and no matter or how many terminal degrees you get from Harvard, no matter what you get in this world, nothing's going to equal 1 second of Jannah, right? And nothing's going to equal the harm of 1 second of Jahannam. It's much worse. And one of the reasons that, you know, you can say that such a powerful motivator has been kept on that side is because it should be driving us our entire life. It's not just, you know, one day, but it should really carry us our entire life. And so if you keep those in mind, then sometimes it becomes much easier to have the discipline, for example, to get up for Fajr, or the discipline to show up and pray Salah and Jama'ah, or the discipline, for example, to engage in one's lessons, so on and so forth. In a practical perspective, or in a practical sense, one of the reasons people find so much difficulty exercising discipline in their life is because they have a lack of a routine. And especially this happens when you're young and you have a lot more independence. It's very easy not to have a routine, where you want to have fun, you want to have this adventurous life, you want to have, you know, you want to be spontaneous. And a routine life sometimes looks too boring, right? It's just too boring. But really it's not, because if you look at some of the most successful people and sometimes the most satisfied people in life, they're in a very strict routine, very strict schedule, and they keep to it. I mean, some of these CEOs, they're so busy, they don't have time to eat. I mean, one of the girls who works with me, she's in the Navy. And so when she used to be at one of these bases, she used to serve all these VIPs. And, you know, even when they're doing their, you know, people who work probably at Senate and Congress and these type of things, and, you know, even when they're so busy that, you know, even their medical procedures, they have to, they're like, you know, still worried about all the work that they have to do. I mean, they don't have any time, very disciplined, very regimental, and always sort of going at it, running at full speed. And so what you want to do in your life is to establish some type of routine. And, you know, while it might seem boring, the type of structure that it gives you and the type of, you know, you can expect what's going to happen next on a daily basis. I mean, of course, life, you know, they say life always throws some curveballs and you can't always predict everything and you can't always plan for everything. But from our own self, we should try to build some type of scaffold, some type of structure to our life. And so it's once you know what the structure is, then you just have to repeat it every single day. Right? And you just keep on repeating it, and it becomes much easier because it's always hard to recite a new lesson. But once you've recited Qul Huwallahu Ahad, right? That's everyone's favorite surah in Salah because they've been reciting it for like 15 years. It becomes so easy, it becomes very natural. But if you're going to keep on changing it, right? Or you're going to try to memorize something new, then it becomes very difficult because then and this is one of the reasons why, for example, people are do their lessons. And they say, you know, when I was busy and I was at school, you know, I was still doing my salawat every day. I was still doing my istikhara every day. I got some time for maraqabah. But then I went home for vacation. And I didn't have any school, but my muraqabah went out the door. My, you know, salawat went out of the door. I even missed some salah. It doesn't make any sense because now you're less busy. You have less, you have much more time on your hand. You have much less pressure. You don't have the responsibilities. But then why does everything go down? The reason it goes down is because you had built up a scaffold. You had built up a structure. And as soon as you took off the structure, the rest of your life caved in. Right? You didn't know what to expect. You didn't know when to do things. So you got home, you lost complete structure. So you said, oh, I don't know when to do muraqabah now. And then you just keep on procrastinating until it goes, right? And you go home and you're like, oh, I'm going to have fun and I'm going to meet such and such person. We're going to do this and we're going to do this. We're going to hang out with such and such person. And you get so caught up in, you know, this trying to define this new schedule that, you know, Asr time is gone. And you didn't realize, oh, you're like, oh my God, I lost Asr. So in some ways, boring is good, right? Old is gold. The next question arises that how do you establish a structure in your life? What type of routine should you establish? And the way that you establish a routine in your life, it has to start with salah. Our whole life revolves around salah. And this is an amazing thing because you know, you have five times a day these five posts, but if you make your whole life revolve around it, life becomes very predictable and very sort of fulfilling. Because if you know, for example, that you have to get up at the Hajj time, or you know, for example, that you're going to get up for Fajr and you're going to Fajr Salah with Jama in the Masjid, and then you start then you're like, okay, then I'm going to do my Muraqabah, and then after that, then I'll pray my Ishraq, then I'll go to school, then or I'll go to work, and then I'll come back from work, and then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and then have Isha at the end of the day, and so now you have a very clear idea of what you have before you. You know what the menu is. Then you know what the menu is. You just have to sort of eat, right? You just have to do it. It's sort of like the difference is knowing exactly what you like on a certain menu, and you call ahead to the restaurant and say, you know, I'm going to have X, Y, and Z special. As soon as you drive in, it's ready. They give it to you. You walk out. You're done. But then if you go to a new restaurant that you've never been to, you sit there with the menu. You're like, I wonder what's good. And sometimes you spend more time trying to figure out what's good and what to order than you might even spend eating, right? Because you're thinking, oh, maybe this, maybe that. In the same way, it becomes so inefficient if you don't know what to expect in your day. And especially if you don't know what to expect on your weekends. So even the weekends should be, to a certain degree, they should be planned. So there's certain ingredients that you have to have in your schedule. For example, your salah, right? And a person's lesson should be there. So your Quran, your muraqabah, your salawat, your istighfar. It should be in a person's lesson. If a person knows, for example, that they have a 20-minute ride to school every single day, then you just do your salawat on the way to school. Right? Then for sure they're going to get done. But if you don't, so you attach it to something that's already permanent in your schedule, then it also becomes permanent. But if you just sort of leave it there flailing in the wind, then it's just going to fall by the wayside. So salah has to be there, right? Our daily adhkar and whatnot have to be there. And then you also should make some time for family, right? Particularly those who have children, those who have families, that you should set a certain amount of time. So, you know, some people when we used to be in back in Chicago, you know, it was known that, you know, a certain day, depending on how much time you had, you know, either a day or half a day, used to be family day, because during the week is sometimes very busy between salah and work and everything. Time would be short depending on what your profession is and whatnot. But you should make some time for family as well, talk to them, you know, do something special with them so that you can create those type of bonds, especially if you have children. You need to spend some time with them. So family has to be a part of the daily schedule. So these are, like, you know, and then, of course, you know, your work. If you, some people who are, like, for example, in medical school or people who are, you know, whatever you are doing in school, sometimes they find it very difficult to study, right? And they're like, I don't know how to do well in school. I don't know how to succeed. And same thing with work. I have so much work to do. The idea is that you need, if you just thinking about all this work and it's just sitting on top of your head, it's just going to break you. Right? It's going to break you. Just the pressure will break you before you even start the work, because you're always just worried, I have so much to do, I have so much to do, I have so much to do. Anatomy's coming up, physiology's coming up, MCAT's coming up, this is coming up, this is coming up, right? It's going to break you. So what you do is say that, okay, I have this schedule, you know, and, you know, before Isha, I have 2 hours of time that I'm not doing anything. So I'm going to come home, I'm going to give myself a break, but then from this time, I'm going to study. Right? And once it's penciled into your schedule, then the only problem is that you just have to do it. And if you just follow your, if you follow your schedule out to a T from day to day, then it becomes very easy. I'll tell you what wreaks havoc on people's schedule. So some people are actually disciplined enough that they get to the point where they even make a schedule. They even make a schedule. But then they get so frustrated because they can't follow the schedule. They can't follow the schedule. They're like, man, I just don't have the discipline. I said I'm going to get up for, you know, tahajjud time. I keep on sleeping through tahajjud. I'm getting up at fajr time. Now my whole day is off. Number one, you don't have to play catch-up. Like, just you get up at fajr time, so then you start your day at fajr and go from there. That's one aspect. But the thing that really wreaks havoc on people's schedule is when you insert things which are unplanned. Right? Insert things which are unplanned and insert things which are not needed. So, for example, X time to X time was study time. You got on, you said, okay, this is my time to study. Then you're like, oh, you know what? I didn't check my email today. Let me just check my email. And before you know it, half an hour that was supposed to go into your studies just went into your email. Then now you're stuck. Now you feel scared that, oh, I was supposed to study for 2 days. The exam is coming up. Now you take half an hour out of the next block of time, right? And then when you do that, then that gets thrown off. Then you go to sleep late. And then you get up late the next day. Now you're poor, like, everything, the mamla kharab ho jata. Then now you're stuck. The smart thing is fine. You know, you made a mistake, then just sort of get back on the schedule and just sort of try it the next day. Right? Try it the next day. But the big thing that wreaks havoc, the take-home point is that you have to take out the unnecessary things from your thing. Right? Don't get distracted. Keep your focus. And, you know, people, there are people who are so, I remember when I was young, my dad would tell me, you know, differences aside, he would say, like, Ayatollah Khomeini, at the end of the day, you could say at least he's a dynamic individual. Even the shoes that he had, he would come and put them the same exact place every single day. How many times there are people who get up in the morning, they don't know where their keys are. They're searching here, they're searching there, right? Then they're like, oh, I don't know where this is. And then you look for that, and then you get late to work, or you get late to your class, or you get late to X, Y, and Z. If you have a certain amount of discipline, right, and you see that all these successful people are extremely disciplined. The best example is Rasulullah. I mean, he had so many roles to play. But if you look at his day, again, it was organized around the salah. And he would divide his day up into three different portions. Right? A certain amount of time used to be for himself. A certain amount of time he would keep for himself and rest. He would keep a certain amount of time for the community. He would keep a certain amount of time for his family. So that it shows a schedule. And he was so particular about his schedule, he would never let anything, like, move in his schedule. For example, if there's 4 rakats that he was offering at a certain time, because of some difficulty, if he had to, you know, move it to another time, once he moved it to a new time, for the rest of his life, he never moved it from that time. Like, he was so disciplined, subhanAllah. It's really amazing. Because, and, you know, the reason he can be so disciplined is because he was totally in control of his nafs. Because you said discipline is doing what you should do, even though you don't feel like it. So he was the complete master of his nafs. Even his shaitan had accepted Islam, right? So he, and you see that in his life, extremely extremely energetic. Even the way he walked was energetic. extremely disciplined. And he wouldn't like. Excuse me. And you wouldn't see him from wasting time, right? You don't see. I mean, where do you find the hadith that you see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doing something frivolous? So that's the main take-home message. That for people particularly who are trying to in terms of suluk, this really applies, that people who are really trying to establish their lessons in their daily life, and they keep on, day after day is going by, and they feel like, I just can't get on the horse, this is one of the ways that you do it. Right? That you try to apply discipline, number one, put certain ingredients that you need to have in the mix, right? And then after that, it's just shake and bake, right? You just have to do the same thing, just do it and repeat it, do it and repeat it, do it and repeat it. It's the same thing every single day. And I'll tell you, while some people might say that that makes for a boring life, it really doesn't. And they even say this about children. No one likes to have more fun than children, right? We think we want fun, children want fun all the time, right? At least we're older, we think that, okay, no, sometimes at least you have to work, we feel guilty. But kids, if you let them play from the morning till the night, they'll play from the morning till the night. And they won't feel guilty about it. Right? They won't feel guilty about it. But if you look at what they say about keeping kids happy, one of the ways that they become unhappy is when you don't give them structure in their life, when they don't know what to expect. They talk about rites and rituals. Right? That they routine and ritual. Routine and ritual. Meaning they have the same routine on a daily basis. It makes for a healthy childhood. They should have a time that they go to bed. They should have a time that they go up. They should have a time, they should know that they have to take a bath every day. They should know that they should brush their teeth every day. And for them now, it's following the same thing every single day. You can put fun things in your routine. There's nothing against that, right? We're not against that. But you should have some type of routine and some type of ritual. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us, makes us from amongst those who are able to establish a routine in their life, from those who are able to apply discipline to the things that they do in the dunya, in their school, in their families, and most importantly, in the matters of their deen. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.